Meghan's bold plans. The palace finally reveals the royal mom-to-be's much-anticipated new work mission. Meghan Markle has been an activist since age 11 when she spoke out about a sexist television commercial, and now that she has the ultimate platform, she uses it to open a window on her own passions. On January 10th, the palace announced the Duchess of Sussex's much-awaited new patronages, officially handed down from Queen Elizabeth, who helps assign the charities based on the younger royal's interests. From former actress Meghan, a Northwestern University grad, longtime women's rights advocate, and proud rescue pup mom, that includes the National Theater, the Association of Commonwealth Universities, the women's empowerment charity SmartWorks, and the animal welfare charity Mayhew. The National Theater is a canny and shrewd assignment on the Queen's part, says royal historian Robert Lacey. If Meghan is ever missing the excitement of acting, this will put her back in touch with show business in a very creative way. It is tailor-made for her, and she will throw herself into it. The Duchess, who said on January 14th that her due date is late April, has been secretly visiting SmartWorks, where unemployed women receive interview training and professional clothes since last March. Meghan has even donated some of her own. She helped with the dressing, the coaching, and everything, says Kate Stevens, the charity's CEO. Added the royal mom-to-be, it's just not donating your clothes and seeing where they land, but really being part of each other's success stories as women. Ruma Parvin, 30, who was diagnosed with clinical depression last year, had a 10-minute coaching session with the Duchess, said she was really relatable and open. I love the fact that she said everyone has mental health issues, but just because they don't speak about it doesn't mean they don't have them. Added another SmartWorks participant, Ashwak Dady, who's 30, I felt like you were having a chat with a girlfriend.